DW. One of the things that makes Christmas Christmas are Santa's reindeer. Now, research suggests that climate change might be changing the migratory habits of wild reindeer, or caribou as they're known. What's more, Dancer and Prancer and the rest of the reindeer, which would have been pulling Santa's sleigh, would have all been female, as Sam Baker learned when speaking to researchers at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
We often talk about is the fact that all those reindeer are probably females, not males. Because if they still have their antlers at this time of year, that usually means they're pregnant and that they're not males then. All those names are wrong.
This is Lincoln Parrott. He's the research coordinator at Alaska's Department of Fish and Game. And he spends some of his time looking at how climate change is affecting caribou migration patterns.
Yeah, so in terms of climate change long term, you know, one of the things with caribou is that they're just notoriously variable in general. So for the last decade or so, if you compare the last decade, maybe even 20 years, there's a place where we collar caribou, and it's a fixed point. We do it from a river, and we capture these caribou as they're crossing the river in boats. They're not in boats. We're in boats. And they cross the river, and when they get into the deeper part of the river, we come up on them on boats and capture them. And so we're totally dependent on those caribou. It's not like we're in a helicopter and we're flying around and catching caribou wherever they are. We're waiting for them to cross the river. And the past 2 years, we normally would capture 20 to 30 caribou out of these rivers, and we've only caught 3 or 4 because the migrations are so late that they're not even crossing before the river freezes. And one of the things that that's led to is, of course, you know, people are trying to hunt them at the same time. They are hoping to hunt bulls, and once the bulls get into rut, then they don't want to hunt them anymore because caribou really change physiologically and are basically inedible during the rut. Mm. So it's had some pretty profound changes, and people are really, really noticing. And one of the things that I thought for sure was true was that migrations were getting later and later. And turned out, when we actually looked at it, it seemed like there was a hint of that. But there's so much variability in those caribou migrations that it wasn't significant. You know, it wasn't statistically significant at all. In fact, some of the earlier migrations that we'd seen were actually also within the last 10 years. And so getting back to that original point, caribou are just astoundingly variable. There's a funny quote that people often use when they're giving presentations. They'll say something to the effect of, "Ladies and gentlemen, this year is the 46th consecutive year of unusual caribou migration." Now, there's another thing, right? With climate change, theoretically, things are getting warmer, but one of the things that we've found, again, is that the past 2-3 years have been very late springs, and so they migrated later. So It's just an astounding amount of variability that kind of, I think things are getting earlier and that climate is affecting, you know, migration specifically. But again, it's so variable that the data don't really prove it out in any statistical sense.
Gotcha. So they're a pretty challenging species to study for those reasons then?
For sure. You know, another example, you know, people talk about caribou cycling, but you know, in the modern era of science, basically, since we've had radio collars and things like that and all the kind of tools that we use right now, for most of the herds in North America, we have yet to even see one cycle. So,
really?
You know,
I've seen that populations seem to be declining across the world. But have you seen that in Alaska? Or kind of what conversation have you had with colleagues and other parts
yeah,
of the
we
world.
Definitely are seeing that, for example, in Canada. You know, their populations are at all-time lows, again, in the modern era, right? Who knows what things were like 100 years ago. But for the modern era, they're definitely experiencing all-time lows. I think they really struggle to tie it to anything.
So there may be some climate effects going on, but the degree to which we can kind of understand those is challenging.
Yeah, it's right confounded now in these wild populations, you know, that have, especially in Alaska, right, where you have basically, it's an intact ecosystem, you know. We have all the predators we used to have, you know. There's not very many people, so hunting has a minimal effect. It's really, you know, all the things that could happen to them still happen to them.
Looking ahead, do you think this is something, like you were saying, you kind of need like 100 years minimum to kind of have a better sense of cycles and know for sure what's going on? Is this something we're not going to know about for sure for a while?
It sure feels like it to me. I mean, again, these caribou are so dynamic and variable in what they do. I mean, one of the things that we think that happens is, you know, we see these abrupt declines or crashes or whatever you want to call it, and we think part of it is that they basically hide the fact that they're struggling to find food by the fact that they move so well. So they basically are moving, and you cannot detect that there's any problem at all. They're kind of making it happen until one day they just ran out of options, and boom, they began to decline, you know. And I feel like we're a little bit in that situation with a lot of these other things with climate. We are not necessarily certain what the effects are going to be. You know, is it going to be, you know, heavy snow winters? Is it going to be real mild winters? You know, that's also like when I mentioned, you know, if you get 2 degrees colder, now it's just sort of a, you know, a mild cold winter. 2 degrees warmer, it's really heavy, wet snow coming off the ocean. 2 degrees warmer than that, it's just rain. And so you take every single piece of that, and it becomes very, very difficult to detect or predict what the change will be. For example, if you get, you know, a longer summer, that's good for them. They don't have to deal with winter as long. They have longer period of time to build fat stores, to build protein stores. So that's really good. But if you then come into a really hard winter, did you lose everything that you gained? Is one of the byproducts of having, you know, a nice longer summer that certain parasites, instead of having one life cycle or two life cycles, have three life cycles now. And that is a drain on those caribou. So there's a negative there. But I think change is scary. You know, every human sort of tends to view change as a little bit scary. And so I think personally as a scientist, I can't help but have that bias, you know, that like, I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, some of it looks pretty scary. But in the end, trying to actually predict what the effects on those caribou are going to be, it just seems profoundly difficult to me. DW.